This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's not available in all states.
Free Talk Live.
Live, we're here to take your calls about what you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The FBI setting up yet another patsy, another sucker, another dupe, someone that they manipulate into committing some sort of act of terrorism that the FBI basically prescribes, encourages, and then even provides the equipment. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We'll continue with that story here, but your calls come first. We got Tony on the line in California, who I actually held over through the news because I'm confused a little bit. Tony, it's you said you do work online, and then when you and that you're having trouble with your phone, it's an Apple phone. You said it didn't have issues in the very beginning, but after a while it started developing problems. You mentioned that you have some sort of app called Game Center, and then within Game Center you started mentioning apps that were not games. So it makes me wonder how familiar you actually are with the use of a phone like that.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. But let me just divert here. I'm not going to stay on the phone too long because this is a really long, convoluted story. But you did mention something about the FBI harassing people. And I don't know if it is the FBI actually doing the harassment of me, but I believe what's going on with me is something called organized gang stalking. And I've read that that is run by the FBI. Practically.
Well, what sort of things, are they sending you messages? You said you have pop-ups happening on your phone. Are these purportedly messages being sent from people that you don't want?
We might have to get into that another time. There's a lot
very
of
mysterious. You're a very mysterious caller,
so
I gotta say.
Why would the FBI be messing with you?
Yeah, why would they be messing with me? That's another good question, but...
well, you're the one that said you think they might be.
That's a good way to dodge the questions. You just say, oh, that's a good question, and then move on. Thanks for the call, Tony.
I think Santa Claus might be leaving me off of his naughty and nice list.
I think it was a crank call, but I'm so confused by it. I don't know what to think about it. Let's go to Trey listening in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Trey.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to say, Daryl, I thought you went butt the other night in the RT debate, and I hope you win it all.
Daryl clearly won that RT debate. I mean, anybody who saw that knows the other two candidates couldn't keep their time. They were constantly going, certainly one of the other candidates was going overtime frequently.
Yes.
They just didn't have the same kind of stage presence. The only thing I would have critiqued you on, Daryl, was you didn't smile enough. But otherwise, you are doing serious business, and you take it pretty seriously.
Right.
So I get that. Go ahead, Trey.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know if y'all saw what the Libertarian Party put up on Facebook about 47 minutes ago, that Johnson picked Governor Bill Weld from Massachusetts to be his running mate.
What? I heard that Johnson was speaking of or talking to this former Massachusetts governor guy about possibly being his running mate.
There's no way a Massachusetts governor could be a Libertarian.
Well,
I don't believe it.
Here's the wonderful thing. Is that the Libertarian Party, even though the presidential candidates, several of us, have said this is my preferred running mate, the candidates are not chosen as a ticket. The vice presidential candidate is chosen completely separately from the presidential candidate, and the delegates could say absolutely not to whomever the presidential candidate says for who he wants as the vice presidential nominee. And that came very close to happening in 2008, to where Wayne Root almost lost to Steve Covey.
Oh, man. Steve Covey being the sort of noteworthy guy for doing a lot of cannabis activism.
He was, the libertarian in that race.
Right. So, Trey, you're saying it's official now. Johnson has nominated some sort of character from Massachusetts politics. I mean, there's just no way. You can't get to be a governor in Massachusetts and be a libertarian. That's just, I don't believe that for a moment.
I agree with you, but yeah, that's what the Libertarian Party is saying on Facebook. I even put it in the amplifiers group so y'all could see it.
Well, I hope they put an LOL next to it. No, it doesn't look like they did. Gary Johnson confirmed today that William F. Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, will be seeking the Libertarian Party's nomination for vice president of the United States. It's disgusting to me.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people, from what I'm hearing, that have said that this is the final nail in the coffin of the Johnson 2016 campaign.
Good.
There have been people speculating that he's been doing everything he can to tank his campaign.
Why?
Because he doesn't really want to run. But
why is he running?
He promised people in 2012 that if he got the nomination, he would run again in 2016.
Now, doesn't he still have campaign debt from 2012?
There's still about $1.5 million of campaign
wow.
debt. He claims that it's all been forgiven. It's not all been forgiven. The person that owns or has say to about $1.3 million of that has said, I want to forgive it. The FEC is not allowing Ron Nielsen to wipe away the debt because then it would be an illegally large contribution to the campaign. Had he never been billed for it in the first place, it would have been an in-kind contribution, which would be completely legal.
And what was it for, the $1.3
million? Consulting. And now 90% of the campaign contributions, or rather the campaign expenses for the Johnson 2016 campaign are going to this consulting firm.
Wow. To pay off the debt?
No.
No.
Because it's a completely separate entity.
Oh.
The 2016 campaign is a completely
separate entity. It's a corporation
separate
of its own? I
right.
see.
So the money that comes in this year goes towards the 2016...
More consultants.
Right, and it's almost all going to the consulting, and what the consultants are doing with the money, we
who
don't
knows?
Know. But yeah, so there's you know that nearly $1.5 million
wow.
of outstanding debt from 2012, plus the FEC has said that Gary Johnson 2012 campaign owes $330,000 for misappropriated matching funds, I believe is what they said. Because the Johnson campaign at the time, just before they got the nomination in 2012, said that they had about $150,000 worth of debt. They actually had closer to $1 million worth of debt. Can you call that an accounting error when you're off by $900,000?
Trey, was there more you wanted to share?
No, sir. That was it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I hope you're right, Daryl, that this Johnson is actually trying to sink his own campaign here. Maybe that's why he didn't show up to the RT debate. I don't know.
I don't know why he didn't show up to the RT debate.
Well, he was in
was
Nevada.
Never confirmed
okay.
for the RT debate.
He was in Nevada, though, wasn't he?
He was in Nevada, but that was 5 days later.
Did he talk about more like anti-Islamic stuff like he had been in previous debates?
No, and he also didn't really talk about that in Michigan on Saturday night either.
Hmm.
But the thing that is really curious about the RT debate is that McAfee, I was initially told by the producers of RT about 2 weeks before that debate that I would be debating John McAfee and Austin Peterson.
Okay.
A couple days later is when McAfee posted that thing on Twitter about having an excursion with sea life, shall we say, and he would not be participating. I was then told I would be debating Austin Peterson and Mark Allen Feldman. Then on Thursday at RT, I was told, no, you're debating Mark Allen Feldman and Kevin McCormick.
Mm.
Austin Peterson told us on Tuesday that he had a prior engagement.
Mm.
Now, I find it rather interesting that someone will have forgotten until 48 hours beforehand that they had a prior engagement.
Yeah.
That prior engagement turned out to be he got himself a spot on The Kennedy Show. So he was able to get
on
something
Fox
to where
Business Network.
He was the only person on a show instead
yeah.
of sharing the stage with two other people.
I see. Well, I think that it was to your benefit that none of the other guys were there. But either way, I think you would have won the debate. was hands down, you won that thing. You can watch the debate by going to, is it linked to from your website, your campaign site?
I've got a link on there, or just go youtube.com/RTAmerica, and then you can find the full debate.
You can. I don't know how well highlighted it is. There's a lot of videos on RT's YouTube channel, so I would recommend people go to DarylWPerry.com. If you linked it from a blog post, that'd probably be the best way to do it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And could you use up to $35,000, whether it's for home improvement, car repair, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com right now. And LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. As we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Daryl. He's on the line in Texas. Hey, Daryl.
How are you guys doing tonight? Anyway, I was talking about Lyft and Uber last night here in Austin.
Yeah, you are a driver, if I'm recalling correctly, who had been driving for Uber and Lyft until the city of Austin decided to make life more difficult on ride-sharing companies. So they, those two big boys, pulled out of the marketplace, and some upstarts, some new innovators in the sphere like Arcade City are taking their place. Anyway, go ahead with the latest.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Go Get Me, which got here in December. They were started in Dallas and they moved here to Austin. They actually had a thing Monday night to get like all of their drivers who passed their background checks in to like try to get them on the road as soon as possible. Well, long story short, some idiot put an email out on Facebook and everybody showed up. And then I had to wait till the next day because of the line to get in. And one thing that the local news here failed to say, that people whose background checks were good, when they showed up at the local community college to sign up with the different ride-sharing companies, that those would go get me, heck, we're on the road as soon as we left. And I'm one of them. You know, we have about, I think, 400 go-get-me guys on the road now. And so we're helping pick up the slack.
Do you have any idea how many drivers were in Austin for Uber and or Lyft?
8,000 to 10,000.
Wow. Okay. So you've only got 400.
Part-time. And I'm more of a full-time guy.
Yeah.
So.
How's it going? I mean, as far as, you know, is the word getting around? Obviously, people who are using Uber and Lyft are pretty connected folks. You have to have a smartphone in order to use these ride-sharing services. So they are, at the very least, connected to the Internet and could, in theory, find out about these other options. Are you, as a full-time driver, finding yourself as busy as you were previously? Or is it, like, half as busy? How's it going for you?
It depends, like this morning, because I had to go get my fingerprints taken, which cost me a little bit over $40. I wasn't that busy this morning, but this afternoon I got pretty busy around the rush hour time. So I'm actually, I think it's starting to pick up because the word is getting around that that Go Get Me is here. and also, Fair is starting off on Friday night, hopefully.
Fair,
and
okay.
I've been handing out cards for that because when they start coming in, that some people may not like Go Get Me, but they may like Fair instead. And so I'm driving for both.
Cool, man. I think it's very interesting, although I'm sad that so many people are jumping through the government's hoops. I understand they got to do what they got to do to feel like they're not going to get attacked by the state in order to make money for their family. I totally understand that. I wouldn't say that it's a bad thing. You got to do what you got to do. But the city's probably really happy that they just got 400 people to jump through their background check at $40 a piece.
Yeah, all it is they go in, they take your fingerprints, and that's it. And then what we were told was by Go Get Me is like save your receipts, and then you know save them, copy them, you know, take a picture of them, you know, because they're going to try to reimburse us. And
oh, okay, so that's interesting.
I don't mind the fingerprinting part. Isn't the thing is my? I mean, like I said, I was, as you guys probably know, I was in the Navy, U.S. Navy for 20 years. I mean, I've been fingerprinted by Department of the Navy, Department of Defense, Navy Criminal Investigative Service, and I used to work on their computers remotely. Heck, I'm even cleared to work for the Texas Department of Transportation, so me, that wasn't a big deal for me. I don't mind background checks. You know, want to make sure that the person that, you know, is driving isn't a rapist or a murderer. But I think the fingerprinting thing, there's more to the issue because if you require people to do fingerprints, then the state can come back and says, hey, you're requiring them to do fingerprints, then they must be an employee, not a contractor. I was given an old man a ride today, and he was explaining to me that that was possibly an issue why Uber and Lyft didn't want to do fingerprints because of some legal tax issues from the federal government. But
interesting.
Yeah,
Daryl, thanks for calling with the update tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, as Austin has become sort of ground zero for the ride-sharing wars, if you will.
Yeah, and I've used Uber a couple of times in the last week. And
right, because you've been doing traveling a lot.
Right, and one of the things that I like asking my drivers is, how long have you been driving for Uber?
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that picked me up at the airport in Las Vegas on Friday said, I've only been doing it for about 3 days.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, okay. Like, most everybody else I've had as a driver has been doing it for at least a year. So just curious, you know, like, is this now your full-time job? She was like, no, it's part-time. And then I started asking about some of the regulations. And she said, well, they're not that bad here. They did say that I'm supposed to get a business license that costs about $200, $250, but I'm not going to get that yet until I find out if I actually want to do this.
Sure.
And apparently that's what Uber is telling their drivers of, hey, hold off on getting this business license until you determine if you actually want to drive with us.
Interesting.
Longer than just testing it out.
So Uber is recommending civil disobedience.
Kind of.
Because I suspect that if you go into business, you know, or that you're supposed to, by city ordinance, get some sort of license if you're collecting
money
for a ride.
Well, I'm not sure if it's the city or the county or who exactly it is.
Where was it again?
It was in Las Vegas, but,
okay.
Like, part of the strip is not in Vegas, and part
right,
of it
paradise,
is, and I'm not
right?
sure. I think the airport's technically outside of the city, but they've got this rideshare pickup area for all of the rideshare people to be picked up and dropped off.
Well, that's good to know, because some airports have been cracking down on the ride-sharing people.
Right. Yeah, and some airports are being, you know, very considerate and saying, rideshare, pick up over here. Buses, pick up over here. Taxis, pick up in this other spot. But she was telling me that apparently the fine for driving for Uber without the business license is about $200. So, like, whether she, you know, right, whether she gets the license now or she gets the license after getting a ticket, it's still going to be about the same. Somebody else was telling me that they tried going through the process to get the business license, but it's so confusing because it asks, are you a sole proprietor? Are you a subcontractor? Are you this? Are you that? And they're like,
I just want to give rides,
man. I don't know what I am.
Yeah.
So
I'm a driver.
Up.
Yeah.
They just gave up because they didn't know that kind of permit to get.
I think that is a lot of people's experience when it comes to wanting to do it right. You know, they'll say, oh, you got to do it the right way. And when they say that, they mean jump through all the government's hoops.
Yeah.
And then when somebody actually looks into finding out what those hoops are, it becomes overwhelming and frustrating.
Yeah.
And they just say, you know what, screw this. I'm just not going to do it at all. And they go back to the job world and have to work for someone else for the rest of their life. It kills entrepreneurial spirit. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited to join us on the radio as your toll-free number is 855-453, and that's 855-450-3733. We've
got Skype, so Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian here.
And Daryl.
So you can bring up anything you want. We started in the last hour talking about a story from Vice News at vice.com. About yet another one of these FBI setup plots, meaning the FBI was essentially the prime mover in an act that was ostensibly an act of terrorism, that the FBI encouraged the act, that the FBI provided the fake bomb for the act, that the
we hope it was fake.
It was. But that the FBI, even in point of fact, encouraged this person, this patsy or dupe or whatever you want to call him, James Medina, 40-year-old James Medina of Miami, encouraged him to link the attack to the Islamic State. Remember, they supplied him with a weapon, and they also, according to their confidential human source, attempted or offered to assist Medina in attacking the center and even suggested that he link the attack to the Islamic State. Continuing at Vice.com, the FBI's affidavit, which reveals only enough information to justify the criminal complaint against Medina and does not include all of the evidence against him, says that an informant met with Medina in March, and I believe this was March of 2015, and secretly recorded conversations with him after he expressed a desire to attack the Jewish center. But the affidavit doesn't say how the FBI learned of Medina's suspected desire to attack the Jewish center, or what initial remarks or actions had led the agents to believe that Medina was willing to use violence before he devised his plans with the informant. And, you know, that seems like relevant information. Did this guy openly post on Facebook or something like that he wanted to blow something up? And then that's why the FBI kind of caught on and decided to facilitate him in that desire. They don't say. So we don't know what turned them on to it. The affidavit, David Shapiro, former New Jersey prosecutor and FBI special agent, who's now a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, says the affidavit makes it appear that the FBI did a little more, or rather did more than a little pushing, to get Medina to develop the synagogue bombing plan. He says that it seems this desire was developed, that it was watered with very potent fertilizer. The affidavit lays out how the FBI informant took an active part in helping Medina cook up the bombing plot. It recounts how the informant drove Medina to the Jewish center and, in fact, suggested that he launch the attack on a Jewish holiday. When the two later discussed the claim of responsibility, the affidavit says the informant, quote, indicated that they should leave a clue as to who was responsible, and Medina concurred. Unquote. It's the informant rather than Medina who suggests linking the bombing to the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, or the East African Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab. Quote, you can do all that, unquote. The affidavit quotes Medina as saying, quote, yeah, we can print up or something and make it look like it's ISIS here in America, just like that, unquote.
Yeah, don't you just love... And I'm being sarcastic here, but don't you just love how it's always the informant that comes up with the brilliant ideas?
Yeah, almost every time.
It's like, remember probably one of the worst stories about how horrible the drug war is, and I know there's a lot of them, so picking the worst is really difficult, but there's the story out of Florida where there's the high school valedictorian, or would-be valedictorian, had some... pretty undercover police officer, not acted like a teenager, and said, I'll give you a BJ if you get me some weed, and months and months and months go by, and finally...
To a lonely teenager who...
The would-be valedictorian. Yeah. Right. Finally, he decides...
He gives in.
Okay, and he found some weed somehow, and then they wind up arresting him. Like, they
as though
they've
busted
just gone
some...
to find the people that were already smoking pot.
And then as though they get to pat themselves on the back, as though they've busted some sort of weed dealer in the school. When in
they
point of fact,
created somebody that, like, this guy had to go figure out where to buy the weed because he had no clue.
The informant later suggested Medina could use untraceable firearms instead of AK-47s that an acquaintance of Medina said he could provide. At another meeting, the informant, quote, addressed the concerns of entering the synagogue with firearms and then getting shot and instead proposed leaving an unspecified object behind and leaving the scene. The informant suggested Medina could use a bomb with a timer and then introduced Medina to a man described as, quote, having explosives expertise and access, which, of course, was really an undercover FBI agent. So, again, suggesting the weapons, suggesting the place, they're just holding this guy's hand through it. Medina didn't do himself any favors, of course, by repeatedly telling both the FBI informant and undercover agent that he was willing to leave the bomb at the synagogue, then escape with the informant and watch as they remotely detonated it. He also repeatedly assured the undercover agent that he was willing to go forward with the plot, according to the affidavit. When asked why, Medina answers, quote, because I realize I have a lot of love for Allah, and I know that all these wars that are going on, it hurts me too, you know. It's my call of duty. I gotta get back. When I'm doing this, I feel that I'm doing it for a good cause, for Allah. Now, why attack a Jewish center when your problem is with the wars that are created by the government? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Why attack Iraq and Afghanistan when it was not the governments of Iraq and Afghanistan that carried out the attacks on 9/11?
I mean, historically...
It was 19 hijackers. The people that carried it out died on September 11th.
You published a book by Davi Barker, actually.
Voluntary Islam.
Thank you. Voluntary Islam, which actually talked about the days of Muhammad and how the Muslims back then were living in peace alongside the Jewish folks and the
Christians. In a polycentric society to where the governments were not tied to geography.
So this guy obviously, you know, doesn't know his history of Islam, and you know, I question... Well, I guess he's a convert, but either way, I mean, I'm not a convert to Islam, and I know more about some of the history than this dupe does. Anyway... Going on, in a subsequent conversation, the agent asked Mr. Medina if he was okay with killing women and children. Medina appeared to say yes, but he also seemed hesitant. The conversation is included here from the actual affidavit, or I guess whatever it was, the indictment. Medina said, I think so. I think I'm fine. Uh-huh. Agent says, you need to be sure, brother. Medina said, I'm pretty sure. I think so. I believe so. I'm ready, bro. Agent said, okay, because you know you don't have to do any of this. Medina replies, what do you mean doing it? Agent, no, you don't have to do it if you're not comfortable with it. Medina, what? I'm ready. Agent, it's Allah's will, but you know, ellipses. Medina, I'm up for it. I really am. This is no joke. This is serious, dog. If I have
a reverse psychology there.
Yeah. If I have the equipment, believe me. And the time is that day and we doing it. I'm up for it, bro, just like I said. And that's the end of that quote from the document. The FBI says Medina and the undercover agent decided to bomb the synagogue on Friday, April 29th. Medina made three videos on the informant's phone, one as a goodbye to his family in case he was killed, and the other two to explain why he conducted the attack. Quote, I'm a Muslim, and I don't like what is going on in this world. I'm going to handle business here in America. A Ventura, watch your back. ISIS is in the house. He said in one video. In another, he said, quote, today is going to be a day where Muslims attack America. I'm going to set a bomb in Aventura. Unquote. On the appointed day, the agent met with Medina, gave him the fake bomb, instructed him on how to use it, and then drove him to the synagogue. Medina exited the vehicle and began to walk toward the synagogue, at which point the authorities arrested him. Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. There's more to the story. We'll share some of that with you here. I think this is really important news because it shows how desperate the federal government is to have some semblance of terrorism in the United States.
Yeah.
Something that they can point to justify all their TSA lines and all their budgets and their Bearcats and the militarization of the police that, oh, finally, here's another, you know, would-be bomber. Yeah, sure, we put him up to it. Yeah, sure, we gave him a bomb. Yeah, we took him there. Yeah, we encouraged him where to go, when to do it. Oh, basically gave him all the details. And but you should be feeling safe now, Americans, because we're doing our jobs, keeping you safe. Does anybody buy this? Does anyone actually think that, you know, there is a real terrorist threat in the United States? 855-450-FREE.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's
there's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in, bring up anything toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we are telling you about the latest version of the same old story from the FBI, where the FBI basically creates a terrorist. They create somebody from essentially scratch. The claim is this guy had originally said something somewhere about how he wanted to hurt somebody in what was ostensibly a Jewish community center in Miami. They claimed that he had a suspected desire to attack the Jewish community center. Then they sent in undercover informants and agents who essentially gave him the bomb, told him when to do it, where to place it, you know, all kinds of details about doing this thing, and encouraged him to get the job done. He ultimately did go through with it, or he intended to go through it. They actually arrested him, according to the Vice story here at Vice.com. They arrested him as he was walking up to the Jewish community center. So that, of course, leads me to maybe what should be an obvious question is, isn't this still a thought crime? I mean, he didn't actually place the bomb. Couldn't he have, at the very last moment, a change in his conscience? Couldn't he?
Certainly.
You know, because in some of this testimony here, in the affidavit that was filed by the government, they have some quotes from his conversations with the undercover agents. And he does seem reticent to attack women and children at one point in the conversation.
Right.
And there's a chance, a good chance, that there might be some women and children at this Jewish community center. So maybe it would have been that he'd walked in the door. Because the plan was he was supposed to go and place this thing inside the center and walk out. But they never got to that point. He was arrested before he went inside the center as he was walking toward the place. So couldn't he have gone inside, seen the children and the women in there, and then turned around and decided, you know what, I'm not going through with this?
Entirely possible. It's also possible that he could have walked in, found wherever the office was, and then told them, hey, you know, there's this thing that happened that I think I might have been set up on something.
He wasn't obviously bright enough to think that as
possibly no, but I recall there was a story where some guy showed up at a mosque and was
talking about all of this extreme stuff, and yep. the head of the mosque, I don't remember if it was the imam or, you know, like whoever was in charge, called the FBI
right.
to report, you know, suspicious activity. Turns out the
that
suspicious
was an agent.
Guy was the undercover.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. I remember that story, too. The government has convicted more than 200 people on terrorism-related charges using similar methods. 200 of them. I mean, we've talked about a dozen probably at least here over the last 10, 15 years on Free Talk Live. I didn't realize this was so common. They are just creating terror. These aren't actual incidents of terror where the individual figured out on their own how to blow something up, decided what to blow up, created the thing that they needed to blow up, or somehow acquired the thing. No, no, none of that happened. I don't think that's ever happened, except for maybe the Boston bombing. And who knows what the truth is there? There's some people that question the veracity of those claims.
Yeah.
So
there are some people that claim that the bombing did not actually happen, that everybody was a crisis actor.
Well, I think that's ridiculous, but...
So do I. I'm just telling you what some people have said.
That's, I believe, what Conan, our Thursday night co-host, believes, right?
I don't want to speak for him because I think whenever I've talked to him presume about that. To know what Conan thinks,
true,
he tells
gets upset.
Me I'm wrong.
That's true.
but he has said crisis actors, yeah. and he has said, like, the whole thing's a false flag, which by definition means either it did not happen or the, you know, it happened but by different actors. So the USS Maine yeah. is a perfect example of a false flag.
Where was that?
That was the thing that sparked the beginning of the Spanish-American War.
Okay.
To where it was actually, you know, like, the Americans that blew up their own ship
in order
blamed the Spanish.
Yeah.
And then they attacked. So, you know, false flag by definition
right.
means an attack under the flag of someone else. So, you know, you blame someone that did not do it.
So if this was a real bomb, and I suspect that it was a real bomb in the Boston Marathon, then the idea of it being a false flag is that the government blew it up so as to make it look like it was terrorist, so as to
right.
scare people and make them want to have more government to keep them supposedly safe.
Right.
And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They've convicted more than 200 people on similar methods, according to Trevor Aronson, the executive director of the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting and author of the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. He said the FBI, quote, isn't finding people with a bomb in their garage. They're finding people who are loudmouths, and they say, oh, we can help you in the name of Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State, unquote. He said further, these are sting operations where the FBI provides the means and opportunities for people to commit crimes. And the most disturbing part is that most of these people seem to be mentally ill and do not have connections to overseas terrorists on their own. And Mr. Medina, the latest, I'm going to call victim in this
yeah.
circumstance, the latest victim fits the profile. This 40-year-old is divorced, single, and unemployed. He was arrested previously for behavior consistent with mental illness, including sending more than 50 text messages, some threatening violence to his estranged family, and then telling a cop about it. Karen J., why would you tell a cop that you had just sent threatening messages to somebody? Obviously, the dude's pretty whacked. Karen J. Greenberg, director of the Center for National Security at Fordham Law School, said the quoted conversations in the affidavit that are supposed to damn Medina instead make it look like he can barely string together a sentence. And that's not uncommon. The other people, some of the other stories I recall, the analysis of the conversations was that these guys were just dupes. They're easily led, easily influenced. People who just want to feel like they're part of something. And who are rightfully upset about the violence that's happening in the Middle East. That's usually the common thread. That's usually the motivating factor behind why these people say they wanted to commit violence. Again, they probably wouldn't have committed any violence until the FBI showed up and provided them the means, the opportunity, the encouragement, and in some cases, financial assistance in order to actually carry this out.
Yeah, and you know whether that financial assistance actually be in the form of direct cash or just giving them all of the supplies they would need.
And in some cases, an apartment in which to stay. While they supposedly prepared for this. So, While it clears that it appears to be clear that Medina is a bigot who harbors anti-Jewish feelings, neither of those two things is illegal. Of course, plotting to blow up a synagogue is illegal, and retired FBI counterterrorism executive David Gomez says the FBI's investigative techniques were legitimate even if Medina doesn't or does have mental or cognitive issues. He said, quote, just because you're dumb doesn't mean you're not dangerous. Just because you have some mental incapacitation doesn't mean you're not capable of murder, unquote. Gomez says he's seen other cases where lonely fringe suspects join gangs or right-wing extremist groups to gain approval, and then peer pressure or other factors leads them to commit violent acts. In cases like Medina's, he argued the FBI is just getting to these suspects before other malicious actors. That is pure speculation. To say that, oh, well, if you just leave this crazy, you know, fool alone, eventually someone else will come and take advantage of him and use him for violence.
Ridiculous. Just arresting the guy before he gets eaten by bears.
It's a ridiculous...
It's highly unlikely that he'll ever be eaten by bears, right. But if we just go ahead and arrest him now, it's for his own protection, and he will never be eaten by bears.
The suggestion there that this former FBI agent is making is that there's all these groups waiting around the corner trying to recruit a bunch of damn fools into their organization so they can have them go commit crimes for them. And it just doesn't make any sense. Look, if you're a professional criminal organization, the last thing you want to do is hire some Nimrod to come in and, you know, commit some sort of act on behalf of your criminal gang. Wouldn't you rather have somebody who can put a sentence together, who can, you know, figure out how to shoot the gun or blow the bomb up or whatever? It just doesn't seem to me, look, I'm not running a criminal enterprise here, but if I were, I wouldn't hire the dumbest people for it. I understand that you don't want somebody who's too bright to where they could then subsume your role in the criminal enterprise and somehow, you know, defeat you within it and take over your role in it. So I get that you don't want them to be too brilliant, but at the same time, you don't want them to be a mouth-breathing moron either.
Well, hold on. Breathing through your mouth has absolutely nothing to do with your cognitive
That's
abilities.
True.
It could just be that you've got a deviated septum.
Yeah, it could have a stuffy nose.
But I see what you're saying. But the whole thing, it goes back to this weird fear thing.
Yeah.
Just sort of like Dare. How many times did in Dare they told you about, you've always got to watch out for people offering you drugs? And how many times did you see some guy in a trench coat?
Hey, never.
Buddy. And he'd just, like, open it up and have, like, all the drugs. You want to try some of this stuff?
No, in my experience, it's actually been hard to get drugs for the most part. You have to go and know the right people.
But Dare makes it sound like it's easy. You just walk around the shady street corner.
In some worse parts of town, you can be offered drugs on the street. That has occurred. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us, we'll talk more about the FBI's brilliant plot here in moments in hour number 3. Come on.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-09.